Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. On Saturday, I donated and handed out toys at the Miracle on First Street celebration at the Hollenbeck Center in Boyle Heights in East Los Angeles. That isn't big news. I've been doing it for more than three decades. But there is something I thought about while I was there in my Christmas sweater with the music blasting, passing out bicycles and scooters, and all the new toys I've never heard of. I always tell you the power of giving back. I talk about the responsibility of helping others because all of us have been helped throughout our lives. One thing I haven't talked enough about is how great it feels to do something for someone else. It sounds strange, like you're taking something selfless and making it selfish, but it is true. Almost nothing feels better than helping someone else. Recently, in the Pump app, some members of the village were talking about how even when they feel horrible, helping someone else gives them a boost. I can tell you that Saturday, I felt fantastic when I showed up to donate gifts, but when I left, there was nothing that was going to wipe the smile off my face. I believe we feel so wonderful when we give back and help others because we feel useful. We see that we have a purpose. We understand that we have more power than we thought. No matter what else is going on, when we do something for even one person, we have an impact on the world. We change the world. I told you after Thanksgiving that it's important to give back any way you can this time of year because there are people who need your help. As we head into Christmas and the new year, consider this your reminder. If you can find a way to do something for someone else, whether it is a donation, buying a meal, or just giving a compliment, you're going to find that you also do something for yourself. That's what I call a win-win. Before I go, I have one more item to discuss. We've told you many times that movement is medicine, but the adage that laughter is the best medicine is more than a feel-good statement. Research suggests that those who laugh more tend to live longer. Two different studies looked at the relationship between laughter and longevity. The first was a seven-year study on more than 54,000 Norwegians, which showed that people who laughed more lived 35% longer. That was followed by a 15-year study analyzing more than 53,000 Norwegian men and women. In particular, women who laughed more often were associated with a 48% decrease in death from all causes, 73% lower risk of death from heart disease, and 83% lower risk of infection. Men's numbers were not as impressive, but they still experienced a 74% reduced risk of death from infection. So what's happening? It's likely a domino effect. From a biological standpoint, laughter reduces stress while increasing the feel-good hormones that can help support a healthier immune system. The process of laughing, where you tense up and then relax, can have a calming effect on your body. Studies have also found that laughter can help people communicate, which leads to stronger social relationships, which we have shared is linked to longevity. Scientists aren't sure why there was such a big difference in genders, but one potential reason is that on average, men had lower humor scores as they aged compared to women. Consider this your reminder that no matter what is going on in life, try to find something to laugh about, even if it's laughing at yourself. Research suggests that laughing at your imperfections, as long as it's not self-deprecating, can help you feel better about yourself and build a more positive voice. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I'm not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world